sounds like this. Sounds like this.
From the number one station, here comes.
That makes it stick out. That makes it stick out. That makes it stick out. That makes it.
Sounds like this. 93.2 FM, Sheffield Live.
Sounds like this.
Don't say you never know.
Yeah, it sounds like this on a Sunday. Still on British winter time. Technically speaking, 1 hour late. If you're tuning in, thank you. And big thanks to DJ Ski for the in studio arrangements. So, got the usual wide array of new heat for you. And an interview with this artist. Takuya Nakamu. How embarrassing. Takuya Nakamura. AKA Space Tack. He performed at the Foundry on Thursday night. I got a late call up to do the support slot. Loved his show. And we had a little catch up afterwards. That coming up in the first hour. Plus new stuff from the likes of AJ Monet. Brilliant new album from Nuevos Rios. Well, debut album. Lidia Gongorda Project. And more. Let me know if you're listening.
que en este relato que yo les voy a contar.
Su marimba entonaba nuestro himno nacional. Su marimba entonaba nuestro himno nacional. ¿Cómo toca? ¿Cómo se oía? ¿Cómo repicaba esta marimba? ¿Cómo toca? ¿Cómo se oía? ¿Cómo repicaba esta marimba?
Josino García, el rey de la marimba. Primer grana, humedad para ti, maestra.
Oía tu canalete, su potrillo y tu Juliana. Oía tu canalete, su potrillo y tu Juliana.
The sound of Nuevos Rios, Nidio Gongora, and yeah, that's a really strong album. We're going to play in some other tracks off that during the show, hopefully in the second hour. I hope you're doing all right. Shout out to Ruth tuning in. Hopefully there's a few other people got the message that there was, I was running a bit late. That was called La Memoria de Justino. There's I'm trying to think who did the original Homenaje de Justino, but that's a great version. Before that, you heard an opening track from the brand new album from the person who I did the interview with, Takuya Nakamura, Japanese multi-instrumentalist, been residing in New York since the 90s. We'll get into all that during the interview. His album Pleasure Seekers, it's great. It sort of sits in a space of its own, really. It's drum and bass, but it's not really drum and bass. It's jazz, but it's not really jazz. It's got kind of little footworky bits in there. Really interesting live show. Just him and drummer on stage and lots of kit and stuff like that. So, yeah, that was really good on Thursday night. I really enjoyed that. Shout out to Bungle as well for the dance floor vibes and energy. Shout out to Wes as well, although I think he's off on his jollies now. And, yeah, and the Night Train guys who... Yeah, two nights out of three have seen him. I don't normally see him for months on end. Out two nights out of three. That's not bad, is it? Right, okay. This next track is from an album, brand new Brazilian album. There's something happening like in Brazil at the moment with quite a lot of... Either that, it's just the music I'm being sent, I don't know, or because I'm not going to claim to be an expert on Brazilian music for one moment. But kind of like a sort of bossa nova, samba, tropicalismo... sort of new version coming through, you know, artists like Cessa, people like Roger, and then this group, Doreia. Check this out. Been playing some tracks off the album actually, but here's another one.
Plataforma no mar, Maria no mar, Maria sozinha ou cercada de milhões, Maria milhões. Ah, o que há nos seus braços, Maria? Qual a sua cor? Qual o seu temor? Por que da sua boca sumia o grito que se ouviu quando alguém calou?
Thank you.
Yeah, as I was saying, brand new artist, or brand new to me anyway, Dodea out of Brazil. Just been checking it out, and I got the album and been playing it, but I'm not very good at reading the notes. That was Maria Milhoes from the album O Que Mais Você Quer Saber de Mim. There we go. My Portuguese obviously is not too great. This is Sounds Like This on a Sunday, Chris Welch through till 8 o'clock, in fact. And the interview coming up shortly, got a few more to play before it. Now the track like this reminded me of going back to probably, I think 2002, was it? I think it was 2002. And I went to Salvador Carnival in Brazil, and obviously this is like pre download. Well, I suppose it could have downloads anyway. Pre-download, I was still buying CDs and stuff like that, and I kind of walked into a few record shops it was all CDs really, in Salvador, asking for Ayrton Moreira tracks and stuff, and getting some kind of strange looks from people who probably thought, all right, granddad. Buying some stuff, and some of the stuff was all right, some of the stuff I bought was all right, some of the stuff were not so good. And one of the ones which they recommended, they said, oh, if you like it, was Javan. I think it's called Javan anyway, sort of famous Brazilian artist. And it's a kind of album that's kind of, I've been listening to again recently. And this is a kind of standout track from it called Karim C. So check this out.
Às vezes parece tambor, mas não é tambor nem nada. Teu coração que fica entre a paz e o terror, quando vejo a sua cara entre as caras da multidão, logo fico cansado, como se tivesse estado a correr. Um segundo já me sinto sem uma gota de sangue. Mal consigo respirar, sobreviver. Só Deus sabe o saldo. Creditado ao amor que lhe dou. Se terei sono tranquilo, vida sobressaltada, não sei nada, não sei nada. Olhar pro sol, vencer o mar, admitir, brigar com o par, isso é nada. Não ter você, parece tambor, mas não é tambor nem nada, é o coração que fica entre a paz e o terror, quando vejo a sua cara entre as caras da multidão, logo fico cansado, se tivesse estado a correr. Num segundo já me sinto sem uma gota de sangue. Mal consigo respirar, sobreviver. Só Deus sabe o saldo. Creditado ao amor que lhe dou. Se terei sono tranquilo ou vida sobressaltada, não sei nada, não
não sei nada. Olhar pro sol, vencer o mar, admitir, brigar com o par, isso é nada. Não ter você, cair em si, morrer de amor, não é o fim, mas me acaba. Olhar pro sol,
basking in the sun when you were young, you were young. Darling, you never held your tongue when your song had to be sung to the fool upon the hill. But still,
that's from a brand new album, or forthcoming album, from Muka and Roberto Meniscal, featuring Anais. Anais, really great singer, who had a really strong album out last year, and she also does some stuff with Sessa, sort of really going on a little bit of a samba tip as well as everything else. And I think I saw her live. I swear she's the singer I saw live with Theo Croker during London Jazz Week a few years back. It was like a really strong lineup, including Kata Overall and lots of other people. But yeah, she sounded great. Yeah, it's quite interesting, actually. One of the things I was talking with Takua Nakamura, which didn't make the interview cut, we were talking about radio. He was saying about how much he loves doing radio. He does a radio show on Lot FM, I think it is. And we were talking about kind of like how sort of like you can just go in with the mood that you're in and stuff like that. And, you know, thanks to an earlier cabal, so six till, I think it went till two, but I left a bit earlier than that. Yeah, I'm sort of like nice and tired and I had me dance and all that sort of stuff. And so the music is reflecting that a little bit. I hope that's okay. So I hope you've enjoying the tunes. And if you're not, you wouldn't be listening and you do something else with your time instead. And why not? Hey, it's your Sunday. So stop prattling on and let's get on with the show. Yes. Right. Okay. Next one is, ATA Records out of Leeds, All Things Analog. Really, really brilliant label. If you haven't checked their stuff before, it's well worth sort of just delving into their back catalogue. Done all sorts of stuff like Work, Money, Death, The Sorcerers. I got off the top of my head, I can't remember loads of them. But yeah, they kind of take a very, well, analogue approach to their music. It all sounds great. It all sounds like really beautifully recorded. And this is from a brand new compilation called Outer Worlds. I think it's a compilation. I need to check that. It's definitely a compilation. And this is called Carmen Cantala. No, it's a compilation. Yeah, it's Carmen Cantala. Check this out. After that, we'll get into the Takuya Nakamura interview and music.
Thank you.
Yeah, I managed to get all the details completely wrong on that, and so apologies at ATA Records. It's not a compilation, it's Outer Worlds Jazz Ensemble featuring the flautist, saxophonist, composer Chip Wickham. He had a really good album out last year on Gondwana Sound on Matthew Household's label. That was called Carmen Cantala. The album's out on 1st of May. It's a beautiful album, honestly. I think I'm tempted to play another one on that. But it's really varied across it. It's got some sort of real David Axelrod feeling to it. And so that's probably why I mistaken it for a compilation. Sounds like this. I can't believe the time already. My goodness. I kind of like came in and sort of acting like I've got hours and hours and hours and I haven't. So Takuya Nakamura, as I say, trumpeter, keyboardist, but he plays he's a multi-instrumentalist, composer. He's worked with a lot of people over the years, toured with some really big bands. I got the email, I think it was Tuesday night actually, asking if I wanted to do the warm-up set for it. And I kind of heard his music before, I hadn't really got into it properly. And so I said, yeah, that sounds great. It sounds like something I'd really be up for. And then over the next couple of days, went into it properly and loved it and just kind of like been listening to it over and over again since then. And clearly I was missing something because there was a big crowd out on Thursday night down at the Foundry for that. And he's been doing dates in the jazz. I mean, it was a jazz cafe the night before that. He did Leeds on the Friday night. I think he's doing Manchester last night. And yeah, lovely man. Really good fun. And also just brilliant show. It was excellent. I really loved it. And kind of out there, like something I've not really, you know, not seen for a while and stuff. And it kind of, the music was, I don't know, he makes it very clear that he just kind of makes what he feels and he's not trying to sound like anybody else and stuff like that. But if I had to kind of say where it sort of fits, well, you've got that kind of, when Guy Called Gerald was doing those drum and bass tracks and a little bit of K&D, Crude and Dorfmeister, I kind of had got that vibe on there. Some Four Hero from Two Pages, that kind of stuff. But it's a bit more than that. It's his own sound. So here's another track from his current album. It came out in January, Pleasure Seekers. This is called Revive, and then we'll get into the interview. We'll be right back. Yeah, it's a bit of a false start because actually, I just noticed that the interview started, I kind of edited it quite quickly on Friday, and the interview started with us talking. He actually thanked me for my DJ set, and I'm not saying this to beat myself up. It was, I had one of those moments where I was kind of like, where am I going? I'm going to play a Sun Ra track. I hope it sounded all right. But he was chuffed by it. He was like, that was my favourite Sun Ra track. And then he sort of zipped open his top to show me his Sun Ra t-shirt. So yeah, we've got to start with that because then that'll provide a little bit of context to it. So this is Sun Ra and his orchestra, Enlightenment.
Joy is enlightenment.
Enlightenment.
Space, fire, truth is enlightenment.
Enlightenment.
Space, fire.
Space, fire.
Sometimes it's music.
Sometimes it's music.
Strange mathematics.
Strange mathematics.
Rhythmic equations.
Rhythmic equations.
The sound of thought is enlightenment.
Enlightenment.
The magic light of tomorrow.
Of tomorrow.
Backward.
Backward.
Harbors of sadness.
Harbors of sadness.
Forward and onward.
Forward and onward.
Harbors of gladness.
Harbors of gladness.
Enlightenment is my tomorrow.
My tomorrow.
Has no claims of sorrow.
Of sorrow.
Hereby.
Hereby.
My invitation.
My invitation.
I do invite you.
I do invite you.
Be of my space world.
Be of my space world.
This song is sound of enlightenment.
Of enlightenment.
The fiery truth of enlightenment.
Of enlightenment.
Vibrations.
Vibrations.
Sent from the space world.
Sent from the space world.
Is of the cosmic.
Is of the cosmic.
Starry dimension.
Starry dimension.
Enlightenment is my tomorrow.
My tomorrow.
It has no planes of sorrow.
Of sorrow.
Hereby.
Hereby.
My invitation.
My invitation.
I do invite you.
I do invite you.
Be of my space world.
Be of my space world.
Hereby.
Hereby.
My invitation.
My invitation.
I do invite you.
I do invite you.
Be of my space world.
Be of my space world.
Hereby.
Hereby.
Our invitation.
Our invitation.
We do invite you.
We do invite you.
Be of our space world.
Be of our space world.
Hereby.
Thank you very much for your show
tonight.
Thank
you very much, Dammit. Oh, my man.
Yeah. Did you have... Tell us...
Yes, it was...
You enjoyed it?
Oh, fuck.
Ah.
My book.
I was so happy when you said that you enjoyed... You know, that... the enlightenment.
You know, it's not like beat matching, you know?
Yeah.
That, then I was like, okay, this guy's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been listening to your new album over the last couple of days.
Oh, good.
And I was thinking, I've got to do something that fits in that vein, but doesn't...
Yeah, my shit doesn't fit anywhere, but it's
No, it doesn't, does it? It doesn't.
No, but DJ set is different because I like what it's...
Yeah.
I like. And what I make is, you know...
Yeah.
It's little problem for the labels and stuff like that because they want this extreme or this extreme.
Yeah,
they don't like in between.
No,
so it's a
no. And you're making music that's in between, aren't you?
Yeah.
Just about that.
Yeah,
I was going to ask: is your show completely improvised, or are you working around the tracks from the album? And you're, you know, how much are you? How much are you doing on the night?
Well, it depends on the set, but we have, like, this set, you know, for the live show, especially with drummer, I want to do more than, like, hour and a half, right?
Yeah. You know,
because then there's stories, because I used, you know, I'm used to play with a band also.
Okay.
Like, I've been supporting many, like, band.
Yeah.
So with a band show, it's like, you know, it's a two phase, you know, two or three phase.
Yeah.
So then bring up, you know. So it's, it's a different thing. And, well, right now, like, this is... We've been playing a lot in New York, and sometimes just talk, like, improvise. But, you know, I have enough material now, so, like, 25% I have a track.
Yeah.
The loop or something, so I throw in and we just play with it. So 75%, 25%,
yeah,
the loop I have. Sometimes, like, he doesn't know what, like,
what you're about to do.
Or what, I don't know what he's gonna do.
Yeah, yeah.
And, oh, this is good, so we stay with it, you know. Yeah. But yeah, that's, yeah. I try to put more track in the beginning, but I get into too much. Like, oh, this sounds great.
This sounds great. Yeah,
oh, it sounds great. He drops it. Oh, you know.
And in terms of your setup on stage, yeah, what have you got there? You've got.
So I have two track machine from a teenage engineer. Like, I like those guys. They're funny. They're great.
They're what? Sorry, they're from.
They're great. They're great people. They don't care about. They care about what they like.
Yeah.
That's like very, like, you know, because then it's very emotional. Or yeah. Like, so they do that, you know. So anyway, so I have used a lot of the stuff. So in a mixer, I have two of our teenage stuff, like OP1, the XY.
Yeah.
So one is more like a solid, like, is like Ableton Live.
Yeah.
Other one is my tape machine.
Mm-hmm.
So I have two of those in the mixer, so I can, you know, use for the send for the, you know, if that's good, then I can play looped to the whoever I play with, drummer, bass player. Actually, it's only drummer I play with.
You only play with drummer?
Yeah. I like drummer. So then the bass, one channel, like with Altria bass station, and also go to old OP1. So if I want, I can loop it and just chill, play bass line.
Yeah.
Then I have a node, wave. It's like one of the old nodes.
That's one of the older nodes.
Yeah.
I was looking at it from, I was thinking.
Well, it's all not saying node, wave. Nobody care about this keyboard, but right. I don't know. This is it.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it has a Mellotron sound kind of stuff. So that's one channel, and one is trumpet with old school SP303, like drum, you know, Dr. Sample.
Yeah.
And this pitch shift I've been using a long time.
Yeah.
Since the beginning, or since I was high school, maybe.
Yeah.
The Boss, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
SP2. So because it's this pitch shifter, but it's seamless. It's a delay technology stuff.
Mm.
So, you know, that pitch shifter, like, you know, Eventide, that was basically a delay machine.
Okay.
So it's pitch changes.
Yeah.
So it's seamless pitch shifting. And the overtones go crazy if I want to. So it's good for ambient kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of John Hassell. So, like, this is like.
So that's the kind of.
Yeah. You know, those guys have best machines, PX. And I mean, SPX, Yamaha is not so expensive. But, you know, this small machine does everything.
Yeah.
I like that. So it's like, okay, you know.
Okay.
So that's my basic setup. Thank you.
But you come from a jazz background.
Big time, yeah.
Tell us about that, because is that how you ended up in New York?
Or? Yeah, well, you know, I grew up in the 80s, right? So there's so much came in that time.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, beginning of strong capitalism time, you know,
yeah,
bad. But for the music, that was a good time, because, you know, up to the 70s, there was this, like, more like big chunk of movement. The 80s, like, you know, more ideas. So I grew up kind of strange time, like, the jazz was still alive. All the jazz guys are still doing stuff, and they're still alive, and all that stuff. But I got a big influence from Sun Ra, also, you know, Miles Davis.
Yeah.
And Coltrane and everybody.
Mm-hmm.
More like maybe free jazz of Sun Ra and stuff.
Yeah.
But my mentor was this guy, George Russell.
George Russell.
He made all the... He figured out how the harmony works.
Yeah.
Either like well-tempered or not well-tempered.
Mm-hmm.
So he figured out, like, because everybody was just doing it.
Yeah.
And all the Western composer, like, his way, like, it's more their vocabulary instead of just purely just 12-tone works.
Yeah.
So I think there was a vague long time, and he couldn't find out the Lydian scale should be the fundamental of the scale, because I think it goes out of in the world in a C scale. You know, Lydian, well, it's a little complicated, but
yeah,
Lydian scale is always, instead of F, is F sharp.
Right.
And a lot of, in the world, when Western music came, in Japan, for example, they couldn't sing Do, Re, Mi, Fa, Sol, La, Si, Do. Everybody have a problem with this F.
Right.
Because everyone has F sharp.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was a natural scale of, like, instead...
If oh, you, really?
Yeah, yeah, so, like, that's interesting. So he, okay, this is the base of the scale.
Mm.
So... it goes deeper. It's a gravity of the notes and stuff. So I have to, like, meet this guy. So when I was graduating, like, my music school in Japan, like, there's a sign, like, he was the school in Boston was looking for a Japanese student. And it's what, you know?
Oh, really? Yeah, so it was like a kind of apprenticeship or scholarship with...
No scholarship, no, but no. Just like they were just looking for Japanese students, because Japan economy in the 80s was... top.
Yes, yeah.
So, you know, they came to Japan, oh, get a Japanese student.
Yeah.
So I saw it, so, oh, that's what George was teaching.
Yeah.
So that's how I end up in America. It's not like an American dream or nothing.
No,
none of that.
Just thought, you're going to have a look. I've got to have a look.
I want to meet this guy.
Yeah.
So that's, but I have a, I'm more jazz than most of the.
Yeah, because Japan has a really rich history of jazz, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's worked in, like, we liked it, you know?
Yeah. We were talking about Sun Ra earlier. You've got your Sun Ra t-shirt on, haven't you? It's a radio, so they won't be able to see it, but it's a cool Sun Ra t-shirt. You were saying that you met him.
When I was, you know, in Japan, like, that was time, orchestra, Sun Ra was still alive.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the orchestra... You know, it's not just costumes, there's a deepness. No. And the singer, June Tyson, was still alive.
Yeah.
And I was really into her singing. And all the three strong saxophone players, they all was there. No, it wasn't just like Marshall. So that was, so I got into it. And there was also costume and the funny and all the stuff, rituals. So I used to go there, and I used to go to the show whenever they come to Japan. Then when I was in Japan, I had a chance to open for him.
Okay.
Yeah, so, like, I met him. Like, he was in a wheelchair. He was just before he died.
You know?
So I thought, you know, respect.
But And do you think, is that a big, I mean, you've got the t-shirt on. Is it a big inspiration for your approach to jazz?
Yeah,
because obviously, you know, you fuse so many different genres. We're hearing a bit of, we're obviously drum and bass, and drum and bass of a certain era as well, and then we're hearing some footwork in there.
Yeah.
And there were little bits, I was listening to some of your other stuff earlier, and I thought there's some like Lonnie Liston Smith in there. Yeah. I don't know why. I thought of that.
That's funny. Yeah, yeah. You never know what your influence comes out. You know, yeah. Because you know, it's like